Now go. Go out there. Get the job so you can pay off your college tuition. Ohio students and families face the highest burden of student loan debt in the nation, with the Buckeye State ranking 45th nationally for college affordability. And here to help us maybe with something that could help you with this tuition burden, State Representative Dan Ramos joins us this morning to talk about something that he is proposing for a tuition, I guess it's sort of a credit coverage. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So let's talk about this. You've come up with this Ohio Lets Everyone Achieve Right Now or Learn tax credit. What's the idea behind it, and how would it work?
Well, the idea behind it is as you said, we're 45th worst in student loan debt. We're not producing enough college graduates for the job market. Studies say 65% of the jobs are going to require some kind of post high school education in the next couple of years, and our rate is about 37. But I've been working on this for a while, and I thought, what is the issue with trying to help students pay for their college? And one of the things I realized was the state of Ohio, and no other state, really looks at the total cost of attendance. It's not just tuition. If you go to Lorain County Community College, you've got to drive there. You might have child care. You might have rent. If you go to Bowling Green or Kent or Ohio State, you have to move there and live and room and board and books and, you know, books at everywhere. So this is the first plan that actually looks at the total cost of education and then how we can help students pay for the whole cost of getting a degree.
Dan, how would this work?
Well, basically what it is it's a tax credit. So it's something that it's spread over 10 years, but we look at that total cost of attendance and then we subtract any scholarships, grants, et cetera, and come up with a tax credit for that full amount, but spread it out over 10 years. And then we also subtract what's called the expected family contribution. That is a number that the federal government determines that they think a family can afford to pay, but that number is always too high. So before they say, well, you're eligible for this much aid, you're eligible for this much loans, they expect your family to pay this number. And for a family of four making $50,000, that's something like $5,000 out of pocket. And most families in Lorain County don't just have that kind of money sitting around. So we decided to decrease that and say, well, you're only responsible for 10% of that. So I didn't want this thing to just be blanket free so everybody could just go to college and try it out and whether they should go or not, whether they want to go or not. But so we wanted to make sure people had skin in the game, but we also wanted to make it affordable for every family in the state.
It has often been said there is no free lunch. There must be a cost involved. And who would pick up that cost?
Well, it's not a direct, we're not writing a check. You know, it's a tax credit. So just like every other tax credit, the cost is that money's just not coming into the state's coffers. It's basically a big tax break. Initially, it'll be over $100 million. In 10 years, it'll be a tax cut of about $4 billion. It'll be one of the biggest tax cuts in Ohio's history.
On the state level, though, wouldn't that greatly impact what the state has to cover and pay for in services?
It would, but it starts to pay for itself. Because a college graduate on average makes $1 million more over their lifetime than a high school graduate. The average starting salary for college graduates, the class that just graduated right now, is close to $50,000. So those people are making more money, so they are paying more in taxes. And if they don't have student loan debt, like a lot of people do, like I still do, I graduated 15 years ago, the first couple hundred dollars out of my check every month don't go to buying goods and services. It doesn't go to paying for a car or a house. It goes to a student loan. So if you can buy more, you're also increasing sales tax. And our biggest expense is, which is $28 billion with a B every year now, is Medicaid. And studies show that a person who has more education, more training, whether that's college or working in the trades or anything like that, is less likely to be on Medicaid. And if they get on it, they stay on it for less amount of time. So if we can cut the Medicaid rolls down, it'll pay for itself.
Dan, would this be for in-state schools only, or would it apply if somebody decided they wanted to go to MIT?
This is for in-state schools only, but it's for both two-year and four-year. So it would count if you went to Lorain County Community College, and it would count if you went to Ohio State.
Would it be for public universities and also private colleges?
Just public universities, because we can control the costs at the public universities. We currently basically say how much they're allowed to charge. Obviously, it's still a little bit high, but we do have that control, whereas we couldn't control that at Oberlin or Otterbein.
Your proposal is sort of at the, I guess, preliminary stage in the process.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of, for lack of a better term, lame ducks in Columbus. You're one of them, term limited. Some of your colleagues are too. The governor is. What are the chances of this going anywhere?
Well, obviously, any bill that is introduced this late, has less of a chance. I've been working on this for 4 years now, trying to get all the numbers right and everything. So it is a bit of a long shot, but it's also something that we need to do something. We're not producing enough college graduates in this state. The college graduates we are producing are mired in debt for decades, and that's bad for our economy. And if we're looking for the new economy, we're falling behind. And states like, you mentioned MIT, but states like Massachusetts and Washington State and California and New York are eating our lunch. And when we're trying to get these new companies, the sort of Googles and Facebooks of the world, they don't even look at us because we're not producing what they want, which is a highly educated workforce.
Our guest this morning is State Representative Dan Ramos talking about his proposal for tuition coverage for Ohio college students. If people want to find out a little bit more about this or maybe get their input on it, is there a place that they can kind of, express their views?
Well, certainly. I mean, I have a Facebook, so if you just type in Dan Ramos, you'll find it. But also my website is at ohiohouse.gov /Dan.Ramos.
Well, Dan, we appreciate your time this morning and helping us look out for the students of the state of Ohio. Appreciate it.
It's always great to talk to you.